fireworks. That's what the water looked like, she thought. The bright lights coming from the huge palace and reflecting on the water reminded her of fireworks, stars. Even the sparkling gowns that ridiculously wealthy women wore for even the most mundane of occasions. And now that those sparkling lights and glittering flecks of gold on the water were hers, even if it was only for the night, she could smile and say that she sparkled like the night sky. Maybe even the stars will be jealous tonight. She smiled a little and paused in front of a mirrored window, twirling and blushing at the sight before her. She couldn't even recognize her own reflection, so unused to seeing herself in an outfit like that. While black with white and dark pink radiating from the sun may not be accurate in nature, it made her feel like the loveliest of butterflies. Even the small pink metal mask altered her appearance. Her hair was pulled back into multiple long braids even. Her reverie was broken by as a group of finely dressed people passed by her, pausing only for a moment to stare before laughing and continuing on their way. Pathetic. Looks like a child's craft project. Should be thrown out before even getting in the door. Stupid girl. The group kept walking and laughing, leaving the girl standing there with the urge to break their necks. Not tonight. Just ignore the others. Have fun. She kept repeating the mantra over and over as she continued towards the large building, up the long drive to the impressive stairs. Once more, she looked at the water and smiled at the sparkling waves before looking to the doorman. She adjusted the mask quickly and rubbed her arms, searching for the small envelope she found on her door the week prior. A little bit of panic washed over her as she covered her mouth to hide a squeak, jumping as a man gently tapped her on the shoulder and offered her the dropped envelope. Miss, you dropped this. Can't get in without it, you know. She just stared idiotically at him, completely intrigued by everything about him. The dark hair, noble appearance, startling blue eyes that seemed to bore into her soul. Even his gloriously dulcet tones reeled her in like a gullible little fish. Once she took the dropped invitation, he made his way inside to leave her stunned and silent, spurred on only when the people behind her shoved her to the door. Quickly, she handed the intimidating guards a small envelope and hurried inside, stopping to stare at the scene in front of her. If the outside was a dull glow, the inside was almost blinding. All around, there were lights, candles, over-large chandeliers hanging from the ceilings. Even the large multicolored banners made the room explode with color. The band at the far edge may as well have been a full orchestra, varying between waltzes and quick, wild dance music, though no one really paid attention. The sea people before her couldn't even be described in one word, though they reminded her so much of the Roman orgies she wrote about in books. Everywhere there were people joking and laughing, trying to dance clumsily after too much wine was poured down their throats. People just openly grinding against one another without a care of who saw what surprised her, though. She kept her eyes constantly moving against to take it all in, pausing and unable to look away from the group next to her. She just caught the man crawling under the girl's large hoop skirt while two other men groped and kissed her body. She kept staring, then gasped when the girl dragged another woman in for a kiss, only to realize it was the group who had criticized her earlier. And she only stared silently as other partygoers milled around her. Finally, she tore her gaze away to move further into the room, hiding over by a large fountain and looking around still. The fresh angle made it obvious that practically everybody was behaving in the same manner. Whatever possessed these people must have been incredible if it made them devolve into sex-crazed lunatics with the fervor of an addict. It was then that she saw him again, at the opposite end of the huge ballroom, for what seemed like miles away. She felt those bright blue eyes piercing her very own, causing her to blush and look away. Can't be looking at me. It's impossible. There's so many people here, it must be some other person. She looked up again to take a proper look, relieved to see he was no longer staring in her direction. Instead, he was talking animatedly with an old woman in an elaborate chair next to his. Anyone would recognize her anywhere. How could they not, with her disapproving stare silently judging all the people all over town? Even from miles away, she couldn't help but flop down to her knees and bow. All hail our glorious queen. May she bless us with her grace and wonder. She perked up to see no one paying attention to her, smirking wickedly as she added, I hope the Puritan witch fucks herself into a fiery grave. How is she even allowing a huge orgy to go on in front of her? She shook her head and took a glass of wine from a passing server, downing it in one quick gulp. The tired server passed by her in a rush, heading towards the queen, and finally it dawned on her. How could she have missed the fact that the charming nobleman with eyes like the sky and a voice to make her legs weak was their very own prince? One thing puzzled her now, though, as she slowly paced the edge of the room, keeping an eye on the two. Everyone could recognize the two in a heartbeat. The old witch of a queen and the beautiful prince that made all the women swoon. She was relieved to see that for once they would have a decent monarch once the queen died, though. But at the rate it was going, the woman wouldn't go as easily as her poor husband had. She finally laid eyes on someone who looked almost as noble as the other two, though had to look away with a blush on her face. Did all nobles engage in such debauchery at these parties? I wonder if she's making her way over to him. They'd make a nice couple. Are you new here? He's not interested in anyone, ever. She bit her lip and stared at the woman who appeared next to her. The white fabric and gems sparkled beautifully against her dark skin. She looked over and took the girl's hand, pulling her close and brushing her cheek. You're a beautiful butterfly. Radiant, actually. Perhaps we should find somewhere more private? I can make your body levitate. She shook her head and backed away quickly, releasing her hand and stumbling back a bit. No, that's all right. Excuse me. She hurried away from the angelic girl, squeezing through the sea of humanity until she was outside on the balcony, panting and wiping the sweat from her forehead. Never seen so many people in such a... Oh! She covered her mouth to stop a scream when a cold hand touched her bare shoulder, wheeling around and ready to attack whoever touched her. She stopped, earthy brown eyes meeting sky blue. Just as she hid behind the pink metal on her face, so did he, with blue and a large white rose on the side. Sir! I mean, Prince, or relax. I had no intention to frighten you. I just saw you hiding by the fountain for so long, I was afraid you weren't enjoying the party. It's a very nice party, but that girl in there, she's very taken with you, but I'm glad you didn't go with her. Especially since I've been watching you all night, which I suppose is to be expected in a way. Usually at a party like this, there's always someone who catches your eye, captures your mind. I've not been able to think about anyone else all night. Because you're not interested, right? That doesn't matter right now. Right now is a time for having fun, celebrating life, love, all of our hopes and dreams taking flight. He stepped closer and reached his hands out to her. Time for getting lost in the eyes of a stranger. Because, well, no one really cares about trivial things like names at parties like these anyway. He brushed his fingers along her cheeks slowly. I hope this isn't too forward, but you were looking far more radiant than the stars, even. As he took a hold of her hands and laced their fingers, kissing her knuckles and pulling her away from the balcony with little effort. And I would love for you to walk with me. In the garden, maybe? The garden? We won't be missed. After all, everyone is a bit distracted currently. So come, walk with me. He stepped away and flashed her a smile. If you'll indulge me. They walked through the garden for at least an hour, always having a perfect view of the party, but the guests unable to see them. She couldn't help but look around the large landscape, amazed at what she'd seen only in dreams. She stopped to sit on the ledge of a fountain and smiled, watching a few small fish swim about in the water. The prince smiled at the fish before pulling her to her feet and leading her to a rail covered in large numbers of vines. She glanced down to see there were enough to create a curtain and hide the metal they covered shamelessly. She looked back to him when he pressed up behind her and rested a hand on her shoulder, gasping a bit as his free arm slid around her middle to press her back against his chest. Look, you can see them from here. All those people, enjoying themselves, saving their passions, giving into the lust that overtakes them. She gasped a little as his hand slid from her shoulder down her back and slowly lifting the hem of her gauzy shirt. He smirked a little and nuzzled her ear gently, quirking an eyebrow as she turned her head to look at him, and shivering when his hands touched her skin again. Such respectable people by day. Lawyers, doctors, teachers, accountants. All so eager to break free, to make real their darkest fantasies. And to think that by donning a mask, become so animal. eager to please themselves, with no other motivation. And she tilted her head back as his hand moved further up under the thin fabric and growled into her ear. Then absolute mindless fucking. He nipped the soft skin and massaged her breast slowly, trapping her between the rail and his body. She turned her head to the side as best she could, looking back at him and biting her lip when she saw his pretty blue eyes darken. Gently he squeezed, intent on making her beg for his touch. So what about you, my dear? Did you come to indulge as well? And here I thought, I don't want you to think. I just want you to quiver, moan, beg for me. He bit down hard on her neck, leaving little bites and kisses along her skin. She slid a hand behind her into the front of his trousers, and she whimpered a little when he pulled his hands away and pushed off, turning her, then pressing against her once more. You see, dear, I too am one of those animals that you see inside, although my passions run a little more controlled. Now stay like that. He knelt down and pushed her skirt up slowly, occasionally scratching her nails against her stocking-covered legs. Oh, how very informal of you. Oh! She gasped and glanced down, burying her fingers into his hair as he kissed and caressed the inside of her thighs, glancing up and running his tongue along the bit of lace separating them from what he wanted. He stared up past her bunched-up skirt and brushed his fingers along her exposed thighs. Hey, that tickles! She twitched a little and tried to squirm away from him with no luck. Instead, he stood and pulled her into a heated kiss, grabbing a few of her braids and tilting her head back, with her soft moans urging him on. To think my innocent butterfly could so easily be reduced to a common whore. Or were you planning it? No one wears such fancy lingerie for no reason. He leaned in and attacked her neck again, leaving more nips and bites along her pale skin. She glanced down and fumbled with the buttons of his coat as fast as she could, gasping a little in surprise to see nothing underneath. I see I wasn't the only one with plans. She moaned softly and ran her fingers along his heated skin, digging her nails in gently and earning a low growl for her efforts. She whined a bit when he shoved her away and tore open her top, abandoning her neck momentarily in awe. I'll give you my coat. My God, they're 1,000 times lovelier than I imagined. She shrugged the ruined shirt off before pushing the heavy jacket off his shoulders, shivering as they ran their hands over each other's bodies. He leaned forward and pulled her as close as he could, tilting his head down to take her sensitive nipples into his mouth. She thrust her fingers into his hair and pulled needily, moaning loudly and tilting her head back when he sucked harder, guiding one of her hands to the front of his trousers again. Touch me. Touch me, please. He looked up and groaned softly when her hand slid into his trousers and curled around him. And she blushed a little and pressed her chest to his when he began to shudder, pulling her braids again to look directly into her eyes. I could get lost in your eyes, my beautiful goddess. He shuddered again, then pulled away from her, twirling her around and pressing against her back again. What are you doing? Shh, just enjoy it. We'll put on a show for all of those beasts in there. Short nails scratching gently up her upper abdomen made her shiver violently and cling to the rail in front of her. She glanced back to see him slide down her body again, looking up from his knees and running his hands up her legs to her garters. I can't get enough of your body, your racing heart, quivering breaths, and especially your beautiful legs. He pushed a long skirt up and pressed a kiss to the back of each knee, looking down for a second to pull a small knife from his pocket and press it against her skin. I need you to stay very still. We don't want to end the festivities early, By the time she looked back at him to ask, she let out a gasp as cold metal slid in and cut the sides of her panties suddenly. She turned around again as he pulled them away from her and pressed the ruined bit of fabric to his nose, inhaling deeply. She couldn't let out a quiet whimper at the sight, grabbing him by the hair and pulling him up quickly. Please, I can't take it anymore. My body is screaming for you. He merely smirked and slid the fabric into his pocket. The predatory look he gave was nothing compared to what he whispered in her ear. Not yet. I want to drive you out of your fucking mind first. I will make my good girl reveal the filthy little bitch she really is. He growled and took her earlobe between his teeth, pulling roughly before sinking to his knees again and pushing her legs apart. She bit her lip hard and threw her head back, not expecting to be willing to please her so intimately. Electricity shot through her, along with the desperate urge to be filled, touched all over, satisfied in every manner. She made a grab for his hair through her skirt and rocked against him as shocks ran up her spine, drawing her closer to ecstasy.
Oh, goodness!
She looked down and began to tremble and stare down in his direction. Slowly realizing he'd stopped and instead began to recite poetry against her skin. By all pains, which want and divorcement hath, I conjure thee, and all the oaths which I and thou have sworn to the sealed joint constancy. Here I unswear and overswear them thus. Thou shalt not love by ways so dangerous. Temper, O fair love, love's impetuous rage. He shuddered slightly and nipped her inner thighs. Be my true mistress still, not my feigned page. I'll go, and, by thy kind leave, leave behind thee, only worthy to nurse in my mind, thirst to come back. Oh, if thou die before, my soul from other lands to thee shall soar.
Oh, sweet Jesus!
She cried and gripped throughout hard as waves of bliss crashed over her, thankful for the strong man holding up her quaking legs. She felt her whole body turn to jelly and her knees buckle, thankful that he had crawled out from under her and held her tight against him.
Please don't stop, my prince.
I haven't even scratched the surface. Now turn around and hold on to the rail. She stared quietly and followed his orders, biting her lip expectantly. She didn't anticipate the sudden jolt of pleasure coming from her hypersensitive body, tilting her head back as his arms wrapped around her and he entered her slowly. He growled into her ear and leaned down to press his chest against her back. Now I understand exactly why I was so enthralled with you. Because the feel of you around me, simply incredible. She rocked her hips back against him to urge him on, head falling back to rest on his shoulder and nip his earlobe. God, I can just feel your body clenching around me. She moaned again and reached an arm up from the bar to grab a handful of his hair. But before she could get that far, he grabbed her hand and laced their fingers together again, holding her hand tightly against her chest while he began reciting old French poems into her ear. She bit her lip to keep quiet, only to be pushed further against the bar. Don't hold back on my account. I want you to be as loud as you can. He growled softly as she began to kiss and bite his neck none too gently, free hand holding onto her hip and moving faster. She closed her eyes and opened her mouth to respond, instead only letting out more moans and cries as the prince, her prince, if only for the night, continued his recital, moving their joined hands over her body and thrusting his hips harder against her. His poetry was becoming more disjointed as they moved together, punctuated by moans and growls. Oh, sweet Lord, I want to devour you. I just want so badly to sate myself inside of you. She looked back at him and cried out louder when he shifted slightly, his rhythm growing erratic as he moved their hands into her skirt, massaging her sweetest spot. She stared at him with half-lidded eyes and lifted her head to try to kiss him, her climax coming closer and closer. They didn't need words at this point. All poetry, dirty words, begging, and expressions of desire forgotten in moments of pure ecstasy. Overexcited moans and desperate growling filled the garden, holding themselves at the edge for as long as possible. The prince didn't need to tell her how badly he wanted her now, or how desperate he was to see her in her most vulnerable moment for a second time that night. He didn't even need to control her hands anymore. Releasing her hands from his to grab at his hair while her cries became louder and more desperate. Electricity flowed through both of them as they came closer and closer, his darling butterfly being the first to fall. She threw her head back and arched away from him suddenly, back bent like a cat as she cried out to the heavens. Her pent-up desire, needs previously unmet, fantasies kept private from curious or critical eyes, all forgotten in a moment of clarity and blinding pleasure. She fell back against him as she wrote out her climax, shuddering and whimpering as she watched his intense concentration falter severely. The feel of her pulsing around him sent him tumbling over soon after her, holding onto her tight and burying his face into her neck as he tensed and shuddered. Thankful for the bar being there, he collapsed against her back and panted harshly into her ear, a slight chuckle reaching his deep, sultry voice. Thank you. He lifted his gaze to meet her slightly before pressing their lips together in a lazy but passionate kiss, holding each other tight as if their lives depended on it. All too soon, though, he broke away and pulled away from her, kneeling down to grab her ripped shirt. Can you move? Just turn a little. She stared silently and nodded, turning slightly and watching him lift her skirt again. This time, though, it wasn't out of desire. It was to clear up whatever mess he could. Once he was finished, he cleaned up his own body before riding his trousers and her skirt, then tossing the ruined garment to the side. He stood slowly and wrapped his arms around her, foreheads pressing together as they stood quietly, allowing the summer breeze to cool their heated skin. Once they were stable enough, they sat on the ledge of the fountain again, watching the party drag on, birds chirping late into the night, rustles in the leaves, but not at each other. When they finally took the chance to look at each other, the girl smiled a bit, leaning forward with her arms crossed. She shook her head a little, then reached a hand up to her face, blushing a bit to discover her mask was askew, and possibly bent. Before she removed her mask, she pulled the braids loose and shook her head to hide her face. She didn't say anything to him, or even make a noise to alert him that she'd moved, until he looked over at her, his eyes drifting down to the pink metal in her hands. He looked away again to remove his own mask, examining it and sighing loudly when he noticed the white flower was damaged. Finally, they looked at each other properly, a small smile coming to his lips. I think a drink might be in order. She only stared for a moment and put the mask back on, blinking as he offered her the coat with a smile. Won't they ask about your lack of decorum, or whatever you nobles call it? Or at least your mother? I don't care. Everybody in there is in a far more deplorable state than we are. He put his own mask back on and stood up, smirking when he saw the old queen's disapproving glare staring right at them. Directed right at them. As for my mother, I hope the hag dies of shock. Now come. We could discuss the evening's events, and once we've recovered, maybe have another go? She shook her head slowly and gasped when he pulled her to her feet and pressed their bodies close again. Is that really a good idea? I'm sure you probably plan to find another lady to indulge yourself with. His smirk grew predatory again as he pulled her hair gently. Not quite. I wish to have you again and again and again. No one else can compare. Besides, women and men alike have been trying to throw themselves at me all night. It's really very exhausting. She gasped at his words and almost fell as he let go, leading her back to the party. So come, my dear. We've just scratched the surface. That's a bit presumptuous to think that I would follow you just like that. She snapped her fingers and glared quietly. It's not presumption. It's a fact. You'll follow me, because you're mine. Now come. He buttoned the coat to hide her indecency and let her back inside, both letting a pleased sigh as it started to rain down on them.